they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say
my
yeah.
My view is I may have earned a mere 50% of the vote, but that entitled me to wield 100% of the executive power, and I intended to do that to advance our agenda and to deliver for the people of Florida. Now, as you're preparing to do that, before we took office, I was mindful that being elected the chief executive of a state is not the same as being elected the dictator of the state, as much as the media tries to act like we do that. The reality is we've been able to be effective at wielding this power because I had an understanding of where the pressure points are, what the limits were.
Governor DeSantis talking at Hillsdale College last week about, you know, his philosophy entering office, what he was going to try to do. And the advice had been, hey, you only won by 32,000 votes, you know, play it to the center, brother. You know, don't rock the boat. Try to get reelected. Don't do too much. And he said, no, man, I got a mandate. I mean, I don't have a mandate, but I have the power. I won. Winners get to decide. We're going to go full bore. And then he wins re-election by a massive landslide, you know, 1.5 million votes. So, you know, he was right. The advice givers were wrong. And now he's on the verge of declaring for president. He has not yet, but he's clearly behaving as a presidential candidate going to California a couple of weeks before that. Now this one going to Michigan, doing what I would call stump speeches, rally speeches, but different kinds, by the way. This one in Michigan, very interesting, this one in Michigan, because it was to a university audience. So it was much more erudite, talking about the law and Constitution and where he thinks the pressure points are as a former congressman, you know, what can be done to make things better.
So I was a U.S. congressman for 3 terms. I've recovered from that experience. Don't worry. But what happens is you have a government that's on autopilot. So they will either do massive omnibus spending bills, which nobody really reads or has any idea what's in it, or they will do what's called continuing resolutions, which just keeps the government going, whatever the previous year's levels of appropriations were. The problem with that is that they're never using that number one constitutional power they have, the power of the purse, to rein in these administrative agencies.
Yeah, and so as a result, the agencies just kind of persist and persist and persist and wind up developing malignancy in their operation and institutional sort of momentum or inertia, so that it's very hard to steer those ships because nobody's really willing to do that work.
And so you have something like DOJ and FBI. Well, if you never hold them accountable through the legislative process, either through law or through budget, of course power is going to accumulate there.
And the accumulation of power in, you know, these organizations generally, or specifically the Department of Justice and the FBI, that's a problem if they're not having effective, ongoing, regular oversight.
You've also had kind of a trope that a lot of Republican presidents have accepted over the years, that DOJ and FBI are, quote, independent of the White House. And first of all, these people have guns. They can put you in jail. Saying they're independent means they're unaccountable. No, they are executive branch agencies that report to the elected president of the United States. And an elected executive absolutely has to use Article II power to hold those agencies accountable.
And so he's challenging that notion that the Department of Justice and the FBI should be thought of as independent agencies because, as he says, well, that independent just means nobody's really in control over there. And they're not independent because they have too much power to be left to their own devices and to not be subject to the duly elected leader's authority.
So I think you've had an executive branch that's not wanted to do anything to reel them in by holding them accountable and getting involved in what they're doing. And then I think you've had a Congress, which has just totally given up on using the purse strings. And it's almost like these agencies just have a right to operate infinitum. When you send that signal over many decades, it's just human nature. They are going to abuse their power. I mean, the founders would have predicted that in a New York minute.
Absolutely. And he says, look, this is one of the reasons why we shouldn't be so afraid of like a government shutdown, because if that's what it takes to really get not just spending in the general under control, but spending on particular agencies and oversight of them and getting a better grip on their mission and whether they're accomplishing it or not, hey, that's worth doing, because at this point, that stuff is out of control. And, you know, presidents have been unwilling to tackle it, and presidents who have tried have been unable to tackle it. 7:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Very interesting speech. We'll get back to finishing this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
97 and 4, and this is in Walnut Hill in north end of Escambia County. 97 was showing a roadblock earlier. It looks like it's still very, very slow in that area. 437-1620, if you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about your lawn and you're thinking about what it was last year, you know, in July, let's say, what did it look like? Did it look awesome? Great. Do again this year what you did last year. If in July last year you were embarrassed to have people look at your lawn, well, not great. And if you do what you did last year, guess what result you'll get? You know, doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results, not a good plan, okay? So you call NSEC and you have them come out and they will do an inspection and they'll look at what your lawn's got and they'll sample soil and they'll figure out, well, what's the appropriate amendment? What's the right kind of stuff that we need for your lawn success in June and July and August, right? And that's how you work on that now. Now, that's completely free, and then they can tell you what it's going to cost and what your lawn will take, and you can decide, you know, is that the right choice for me? If you sign up today, you get a free lawn. Your first lawn application is free with any new annual lawn program. That includes that initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average-sized yard. So if you want to make a difference, do something different, right? ENSEC.net. Also, they're hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, good benefits, 401k, advancement, health insurance, all the things you want in a good career. Apply at workwithNSEC.com. Back to Governor DeSantis talking at Hillsdale College in Michigan last week. He was asked, you know, he was talking about things like, well, why'd you start the Freedom Caucus?
Basically, I think what we were trying to do is we were identifying what was kind of the fundamental problem with Republicans in Congress at the time. And the fundamental problem is there was a massive gap between what we would tell our constituents we would do, what they wanted to see us do, and kind of what the leadership was doing once everybody got to Washington. And that gap is just not the way you govern.
Compared to, and he says, you know, you've got to give credit where credit is due, that you don't have that problem with the Democrat Party.
But, you know, you say what you want about the Democrats. What their leadership does is they represent kind of the beating heart of their left-wing base. And Democrat voters typically have a much higher regard for Democrat leaders in Congress than our Republican voters have had of Republican leaders in Congress. And you can't govern effectively if you're basically telling your base take a hike on almost every major issue.
Republican leadership in Congress has been completely out of touch with the Republican base that has consistently tried to vote in people who will do conservative things and reform government. That's why we have a term rhinos, Republicans in name only, right? You don't have a term dinos because Democrats don't have this problem. They have a lot of problems, but they don't have this problem, and Republicans need to fix it. That's what the Freedom Caucus is all about, is trying to get the leadership in Washington to actually do what the people who elected folks like, you know, Matt Gaetz and Ron DeSantis to do, and they've been reluctant to do it all the time. Now, he was asked a very entertaining question, to me anyway, and toward after he talked about Congress and he talked about reforms and the media and all this different stuff, there was a Q&A after the speech. Speech was a half hour, Q&A was a half hour, and the Q&A question he was asked was, so what do you think maybe like a president could do differently, Governor DeSantis? Like, as in you're running, obviously.
Plausibly, you have 6 votes that would uphold some of the things that could be done. So, for example, we talk in the book about there were a lot of conservatives that wanted the Trump administration to create a Schedule F in the federal service to where anybody exercising policy judgment would be classified as Schedule F and would not have civil service protections. They could be fired at will by the executive branch. That's about 50,000 people potentially. I think that's a no-brainer to do on day one. Yes, it will be litigated, but you know what? I think we would win that with the current court.
Anybody in the federal government who has policymaking authority should be an at-will employee at the pleasure of the president, as opposed to being protected by whatever labor negotiations would cover them. I agree with that. Because policy is the reason you have elections. And if anybody's setting policy, they should serve at the will of the president. That makes sense to me. Because what's the alternative? That people who make policy are not directly accountable to the one person who is elected to oversee them? That's insane. 50,000 people? Fine. That's part of that, you know, careerism in Washington, D.C., that bureaucracy that's so hard to move.
So a lot of people think, and I agree, now, the president can fire people, To say you just can't do anything, that's admitting defeat. So I think you got to be very aggressive about how you do that. Of course, all that will be contested, but I think ultimately you would be able to win in court.
Because the Supreme Court has enough Supreme Court justices who would recognize that Article II authority for the president.
That will do more to rebalance constitutional government than anything that's been done in a long time, because right now we have a situation where a Republican wins the White House and the left can still controls the executive branch.
That's crazy.
Well, that is just unacceptable, and that is not the way the Constitution was designed.
That's exactly right. Absolutely right. And the final kind of thought that he had was, well, what was his philosophy when he got into office? Do a little or do a lot?
When I sat down at my desk my first day in office, I looked around and I said, you know, I don't know what SOB is going to succeed me, but they ain't going to have anything to do because I'm taking all the meat off the bone. I'm going to make sure I get everything done. And that's just kind of how been our mindset.
And if you're going to be running for president, maybe less you can get done in that time as sitting governor. 722, which, by the way, we still don't know quite whether that's allowed or not. He hasn't declared, the law hasn't been changed about resign to run. Whether that applies or not is, I think, still kind of an open question for the governor of the state of Florida. 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Start saving money on your energy bill. Join Compass Solar Energy this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's this Thursday at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on Minority Health, Take Down Tobacco Day, and the Biggest Baby Shower. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I've been outed. I wasn't even in. Now everyone's going to think we're gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andy McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Andy has traffic on the fives for us.
Out of breath, though, dancing
from dancing OK Go.
Yeah, that video is amazing. As we take a look around, we're just watching this one accident. This is the north end of the county in Walnut Hill, 97 and 4. It's a vehicle crash with injuries showing a roadblock. 97 is a partial roadblock right now, and that's right now. We heard that there was issues at the base, but it looks like it is flowing.
At Whiting.
At Whiting, right. I'm sorry, at Whiting Field, but it looks like that's flowing again, too. And thank you so much for texting in your traffic tips. Please do so. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Defense Department says they're still assessing the scope and scale of the recent leak of classified documents. Deputy Press, Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters yesterday that Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified information, and recommendations on that are due in 45 days. The family of Jaylen Walker says they want peaceful demonstrations after an Akron, Ohio grand jury decided not to bring charges against eight police officers involved in Walker's shooting death. Family representatives pushed people there to protest, but also asked that it be done without violence or destruction. That shooting happened last June, and it's everybody's favorite day, right? Tax day. Yeah?
Official, yeah? No? Unofficial, actual tax day today, yeah.
Taxes are due today, but if you haven't filed them yet, you can file for an extension, but it has to be done today.
There you go.
That's all I can say about that.
Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 728, News Radio 92.3. Oh, have you heard the latest about Twitter? Elon Musk has done it's going to be a last night and then tonight, Tucker Carlson interview. And part of the disclosure is that he was stunned to find out how much access to Twitter the federal government had, that basically, the Department of Justice could read your direct messages?
No. No, that's not true, is it?
That's the claim. Horrifying, but I don't think you can say it's surprising. I mean, come on, look, you have to assume. Don't you have to assume? I assume that anything that I message to people or write or email or put a,
in case there's a murder, they're going to be able to look up your text.
That's all going to be public at some point if it's a problem. Yeah. Make choices wisely, So one of the things that Elon Musk says is that the U.S. government had access to Twitter users' direct messages before he took over the site.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Slide on out of my DMs, okay? And then this one, this is fascinating, too, and horrifying.
What's happening is they're training the AI to lie.
Yes.
It's bad.
To lie.
That's
exactly right. And to withhold information.
To lie and you're comment on some things, not comment on other things. But not to say what the data actually demands that it say.
How did it get this way? You funded it at the beginning. What happened?
Yeah, well, that would be ironic. But faith, the most ironic outcome is the most likely, it seems.
So now the AI is learning to lie, which in one way makes it very human. But another way, you want the robot machine overlords lying to us? That's how they become robot machine overlords.
Well, the regular overlords do.
Well, that's true. I suppose that's fair, but
politicians
don't
never
you just
do.
Assume the robot can't lie to you? Good Lord. Give me three arguments pro-con for whatever issue. We'll see about that. David Wayne is in the newsroom. What do you have coming up, David?
Fire damaged a Future Skies pizza location. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. A Russian court upholds the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich, charged with spying U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy following the decision in Moscow.
We also call for the immediate release of Paul Whelan. Paul has been held more than 4 years in Russia. Both men deserve to go home to their families now.
Now, the Wall Street Journal reported the first U.S. correspondent since the Cold War to be detained in Russia on spying charges. House Select Subcommittee hearing today on the origins of the COVID pandemic. Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson.
The intelligence, the science, and common sense overwhelmingly point toward this being a lab leak from the Wuhan lab. And this is, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is a real national security issue.
The Republican on Fox and Friends first. Arab media says Sudanese army agrees a 24-hour ceasefire starting tonight after rival forces said the same. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. It is sunny right now, 57 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis laying out his administration's next move in their battle with Walt Disney World.
We have a government of laws, it said, not a government of men. And that includes the law being superior to big corporations.
Saying a last-minute agreement between the company and its former oversight board isn't going to fly, the governor says state lawmakers will be moving on a series of bills designed to reassert state control over Disney's district as soon as this coming week. He also says his hand-picked board to replace Disney's Reedy Creek. Leaders will consider how undeveloped Disneyland could be used, he said, as state park, workforce housing, or even a state prison could be put there. Local organizations now looking at their own security. This after a mass shooting only a few hundred miles away in Alabama. The Girl and Boy Scouts Club of the Emerald Coast telling Channel 3 they're looking at security measures such as keeping their doors locked, buzzed entry systems, and intercoms after a shooting that left four dead and dozens injured in Dadeville this week.
I don't like to think about it as a parent. I have a child who is at the club site, and I don't want to think about my baby, something happening to her. But I have to think about that, and I have to think about somebody else's child who comes to the club.
That is Leslie Mickles. She is the club's financial advancement president. The Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast operates after-school programs in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and in Walton counties. A Molino man facing multiple drug charges after deputies say he was found in a park with meth, fentanyl, and marijuana. Deputies say 28-year-old Christian Irvin was arrested on Saturday when he was found parked in Atwood Park while it was closed. He's charged with trafficking methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, THC, and fentanyl. Irvin denied knowledge of the drugs in the vehicle. He was being held on $58,000 bond. UWF officials are breaking ground on their newest addition to campus today, a $6 million sports medicine facility.
It's during Founders Week, so this whole week we're celebrating the founding of the University of West Florida with a lot, several activities, including the end of the week with day of play at baseball, softball, where it's free admission, and tie-dye t-shirts and games for kids from noon to 3 on Saturday. So the groundbreaking is a part of this week's festivities, and we're very excited about this addition to our program.
And that is UWF Athletic Director Dave Scott, and he tells News Radio that the Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center will give student-athletes a place where they can rehab from their injuries. It'll also provide much-needed space for the entire athletic program at the university. The groundbreaking ceremony, again, it's being held today at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the UWF campus. It is 7:34 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And right now, just watching that one accident in Walnut Hill, it's 97 and 4, 97 showing a partial roadblock. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Another cold start in the upper 40s to lower 50s, but today we get into the upper 70s with sunny skies, and we're near 80 on Wednesday. We should see 80s begin to pop up area-wide starting Thursday and to end the rest of the work week as a few clouds begin to drift in. We do have a small rain chance Saturday morning with the rest of the work week, and next couple of days look dry. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And thank you very much, Joseph. Right now, 56, the sun shining, beautiful morning in Pensacola. It's 60 in Gulf Breeze and 48 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Jury selection is set to begin today in Dominion Voting Systems' $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. After a one-day delay, jurors will consider whether Fox News and Fox Business defamed Dominion in a series of broadcasts airing false claims by associates of Donald Trump that the voting machine company helped rig the outcome of the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. In some instances, Dominion alleges on-air Fox hosts endorse those claims. The trial's expected to last about 6 weeks. Softer buns, more melted cheese, more sauce, and caramelized white onions. Just a few of the recipe changes planned for McDonald's Big Mac, McDouble Burger, cheeseburgers, and hamburgers. The chain says small changes like tweaking its process to get hotter, meltier cheese and adjusting its grill settings for a better sear add up to a big difference in making burgers more flavorful. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy the live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out, enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. They're one of the hottest bands in bluegrass country and rockabilly on the Gulf Coast, and you'll hear everything from Marty Stewart and Charlie Daniels at Bands on the Beach Tuesday, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Pets and glass, not allowed.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this bright, beautiful, shiny April day here in Pensacola. We got Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, here in studio with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I really am. Having a good day. Not everybody has had good days in the last week. That's a lot of times the stuff that we talk about, although some really good stuff. Actually, you know what? We never start with good news. Let's start with good news. Let's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, huge event.
It was a great success. We certainly appreciate the partnership that the Sheriff's Office has with the Sheriff Foundation. And what a great event it was at Five Flags Speedway. We had Cobb's Crawfish. We've talked about it here in the last couple of weeks. But, man, the weather held off for us. It was great. We just finished up before the weather started to come in. A huge success. In fact, the foundation will probably post their numbers here, I don't know, within an hour or so on their Facebook to tell them exactly how much money gross that we made. And we'll subtract some of the costs. But man, we can't thank the community, can't thank the foundation enough. Because, as you know, the foundation raises money for the deputies and for the civilian employees at the sheriff's office. And only two things they do. They help the employees, and they help with our engagement. So those are two great things.
No, it's really good. And, like, you know, I saw all the pictures on Facebook. It looked like it was a huge success, even though some people here in this studio thought things could get rained out on Saturday.
Who was the naysayer?
David Wayne. Sorry, David. I did think it was going to get rained out, but man,
let me know
a beautiful
if you need a jack.
Day right up until the end.
Let me know if you need a jack for that bus, David. All right, so back to Sheriff Jensen.
Well, you can tell the weather by these car people that go to car shows.
Uh-huh.
They're not getting out in bad weather.
Right.
No, that's
so
true.
They're
yeah.
the most reliable.
And we had over 150 cars there. When they started showing up, you knew you were good for a couple hours.
They're the light weather equivalent of the Waffle House being open. The Waffle House will tell you about the hurricanes, and the car show guys will tell you about, you know, whether the weather's going to be rainy.
I prayed for good weather.
And I don't blame
you
for that.
I didn't say you didn't. How has spring break been going? I see some reports from other counties that are really concerning, but it seems like it's been pretty, I don't want to say the Q word, but I'll say uneventful.
Yeah, well, I talked to our beach commander over the last couple of weeks, and you know, there's some people have spring break at different times, so we're mm-hmm. I guess we're finishing up as we speak. But we had little to no problems at all.
Great.
We issued some underage drinking citations, but that's pretty much it. You know, and we want to keep it that way. We had extra deputies out there. We worked with the Island Authority. They've been pretty good about it, and then our deputies have been pretty much on top of things, not just on the beach, but also on the residential areas where people are renting
right.
their homes and that sort of thing. So we use our four-wheelers quite a bit and patrol some of the neighborhoods as well as the white sandy
yeah park. I mean, party houses are every bit as much a concern as misbehavior on the parking lot or the boardwalk or out on the beach, right?
So. Yeah, because I mean, we just don't want things to get out of hand, so we make sure that we have enough of manpower out there to handle the residents and the beach itself.
From my perspective, the big news event of the last week that dealt with the sheriff's office was a couple of citizen employees at one of my grocery stores I like to go to, the grocery outlet on Brent and US 29. They thwarted a crime and got the praise of the sheriff.
Yeah, well, praise, yeah. we were looking for the guy. He had warrants already. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we put out a picture of a guy we're trying to identify because he was doing some burglaries. And this individual, who we had secured five burglary warrants, well, he happened to also decide he would steal some money from the grocery outlet. He waited towards, I guess, the end of their shift, and he reached in, grabbed a money bag, and tried to run. Unfortunately for him, there were three employees there that noticed it. They tackled him, and not, you know, if you listen to their interview, it's great.
Really. It was funny, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They pinned him down, how they recreated it, and it worked out pretty well. We got there. He fought a little bit with us, but obviously with the employees' efforts and our deputy's quick response, we were able to arrest him and then charge him with those five other burglaries. So he's, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know, I guess he didn't look around well enough to see those employees eyeing him.
It's funny because, like, the response from all the people that I have talked to is the same. First of all, they're always surprised I go there. Like, do you feel safe there? I'm like, I feel safer there than anywhere I go. Like, this is, if you were going to rob a place, that's the last place you would rob. I mean, these people know what they're doing. I feel super safe there. It's great. And they're super friendly and wonderful. So,
it's
good.
A great it's a great
It is a great story. It really is. One of the other things, you know, you guys had a was it one or two chases on Jackson this last week?
Well, we had a couple of chases. The same guy fled from us one time, and we canceled it. And then the second time, they crashed their car, and then they ran into the area. And what we do in those situations is, if there's enough deputies in the area, we'll secure a perimeter, mm-hmm. and then we'll call our canine. And that's what we did. In this case, we had two canines that were working, so they could kind of work and then rest, and then the other one could come and work. And what we did after probably it was after work for me, so I happened to drive by there, and so I heard the great work that they were doing. I heard them set up the perimeter on the radio. I heard them talking about the last area. I heard them talk about getting the track. I heard them talking about what direction they think that the bad guy's going in. And it was just textbook. And then when I get out there, they did it. And by the time I get out there, the canine had already taken a bite at a crime and ended up finding the suspect, and he was taken to jail.
Taking a bite at a crime. That's different than the McGruff crime dog. I like that.
Is it?
It inspires a question for me. I have no idea the answer. How often do you have to call home and be like, honey, I'll be late tonight? I mean, how often does... Because you don't have to be there at something
right.
like that. But,
right.
you know, you can't keep a regular schedule as a sheriff. It's not possible. Unless you just don't attend to things.
Yeah, if you just, I mean, you could.
Right.
It happens a lot. I'm always, thank goodness for cell phones and texting and say, I'll be a little bit late.
Does she ever get mad?
No, I think after all these years, I've been
it's been enough.
Stuff, she's like, she probably rolls her eyes and says, good, I'll eat what I want for dinner. She'll do what she wants to do.
I'll wait on sexy legs. motorcycle callback. That's right.
Callback. Very good. I think it was his hair he was talking about in that comment. The other thing is, you know, PPD's got a drone they use for tracking people, which is really effective, especially at night. I don't even. Do you guys have a drone program for sheriff's office?
Oh yeah, we have three. We have about five drones, and we use three of the drones. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's and that's for tracking and places that are hard to and searching for people too.
It's for missing persons. It's for searching for elderly people that wandered off. It's for missing children. It's also for setting up perimeters. Mm-hmm. And for SWAT operations. So we've had our drone program up for the last couple of years, and we continue to grow it. We put quite a bit of money into our program. You have to have certified drone operators, so we have, I think, five of them now at the agency, and they do a really good job. In fact, the drone, if you'd have come to the cops, cars, and crawfish, you'd have seen our drone unit in action
because we had
up there monitoring some of the crowd and getting some pictures.
Makes perfect sense. 7:46 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by ECUA. Watching an accident at 97 and Route 4. This is in Walnut Hill this morning. It looks like it is tying up 97. It was a roadblock earlier, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side, but still very slow going in that area. It's the north end of the county. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com. Download the Recycle Coach app today. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had kind of a scary thing take place up in Century where, and I'm guessing this is either a custody related or just a romantic or whatever, but woman's got kids in her car and a guy tries to ram into her multiple different times with the car with the kids inside of it. Is that right?
That's basically it. We arrested him, charged him with multiple trying to crash his car into her car, and there were kids inside. I mean, just first of all, it's bad enough you're trying to ram someone in their car. People forget how dangerous a vehicle can be. Everyone concentrates on guns and knives, and they should, but you also have a thousands of pound weapon that an individual can use, and they can, if they don't run over you individually, they can hit your car and then cause a crash or cause serious injuries by the striking of the car itself. And that's what this person did multiple times, clearly out of control.
Yeah.
And so we obviously put him in jail, so it's where he can sit and contemplate his actions.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to love to watch all kinds of action movies, and I still do. But nowadays, I find that having talked to police officers so much that when I'm watching an action movie and there's a chase scene and you see this car get hit or that car get hit, cars get run off the road, cars behind you collide because you're speeding through the intersection, all I'm thinking is, I bet there's a family in that minivan. You know, like, that's, do you have that reaction when you see stuff like that on TV or movies? Like, you're thinking as the law enforcement officer, oh my God, all of this horrible thing's happening on the side. I mean, even though it's fake, it's still, that would be the reality if that happened, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, a lot of times the chases get canceled, but the ones that you see on television are always for terrorists or people who are having shootouts or shooting at you. You're probably not going to cancel that chase. You've got to stop this individual. They are a danger to society. And I realize we're talking about a movie.
Of course.
I understand all that. But unfortunately, that does happen from time to time. We have had people shoot at us during car chases. We have had people intentionally try to cause crashes trying to get away because they understand that we care about our community. They understand that we care about, you know, other motorists. I always think it's funny you say that because I always contemplate exactly, you know, they wouldn't do it like that.
Or
here's the thing. Nowadays, when you ram a car, the airbags typically will deploy, and that causes the crash to stop. You know, that's why our hoodlums, when they crash their cars, the airbags deploy, and they have to get out and run on foot, like what happened over last couple of days. That's where our canines, you know, sprung into action.
That makes sense. I had not thought about that, how that makes the car undrivable at that point for them. So last thing, I've been wanting to ask you this for a little while, but I keep managing to put it off. SB 150 either allowed or allows, I forget where we're at on this, but that private schools can use guardians that you would have trained in private schools. And of course, this comes up in context with that school shooting where it was a private school. They're not required to have. But are you training guardians for private schools? Is that something that you've had conversations with the private schools about, and vice versa?
We have not been training for the private schools. What we do is we apply for a grant. The original statute called for the sheriff's offices in the 67 counties in Florida to train voluntarily, if the sheriff's office agrees to do this, to train the guardians for the various school districts. And so what we do is we apply for a grant that covers the cost of the training.
Okay.
And then the guardians are employed by the school district themselves. So this bill, as I understand it, will allow for guardians to also get those, you know, at request to sheriff's office, train them, and then they would employ them as well. We have had conversation with some private schools here locally about some off-duty officers, that off-duty deputies that might want to work in those schools, and some do, but we have not had a discussion about which ones we'll want or need or be able to afford, quite frankly, the guardians.
But I assume if the bill passes, if it gets into law, at that point, anybody who's interested, you would consider those requests just like any other request for helping secure the schools.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, again, school safety is obviously on the top of our list for priorities. But again, I want to keep saying, my preference would be a sworn law enforcement officer with a radio and gun and arrest powers at these schools. But if you can't do that right now, the next best thing I would think is the Guardian program.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
751 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Why so serious?
That song's about me. What are you talking about? 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local.
I don't think you've read the lyrics.
Batman fan. Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm missing the point. Yeah, it does happen sometimes. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You ever say that to Chip Simmons about me? Like, oh, man, she thought it was going to rain. And it's like, I did, though.
I've learned the difference between your hateful look you're hating in play and your hateful look that you're really just hating. And I've now experienced both.
Yes. Many, many, many times.
Yeah,
over
I just
last,
didn't know the difference.
Like
I was lying
months,
to
dude.
Myself. It was the first, not the latter.
All right. The one traffic thing that we are seeing today, it's at the north end of the county, of course, Walnut Hill 97 and 4, showing an accident. There was a roadblock a little earlier. Looks like a partial roadblock now. Still a little slow in that area. 29 and Woodland Avenue in Cantonment showing an accident with no roadblock. Pine Forest and Mobile Highway, busy intersection, accident moved off to the side. And then Sears Boulevard and East Olive Road, and that's just north of I-10, but it looks like that's an accident as well. But again, moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I dare you to tell them that I-10's clear.
I don't want to.
Hopefully. It is at the moment.
Yeah.
It is at the moment.
You don't mention the perfect. It's not the perfect.
Yeah, fine. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Also, I'm sorry, David. I was afraid of the sheriff.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys talking to me? I'm still a little groggy after getting hit by that bus, Candy. Dominion Voting Systems
I'm so sorry.
Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News going to trial this morning in Delaware. The $1.6 billion lawsuit alleges that Fox knowingly spread misinformation about Dominion's voting machines in 2020. The New York State Board of Education voting today on whether to stop their schools from using mascots that depict Native Americans. If they approve the ban, schools that don't change their logos could lose state aid.
In what state?
New York.
Okay.
New York. And the Defense Department still assessing the scope and scale of the recent leak of classified documents. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh telling reporters that Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified information. And she says they believe there are more documents that could be circulating online.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 757, News Radio 92.3. And as Pensacola is going to be open this weekend, same protocols as last time and protocols as the last time before that. If you're a felon, don't go. If you've got a gun, don't go or leave it at home. Don't take alcohol. Don't take a cooler, not even Bud Light. I don't feel like I'm going too far out on the unsturdy limb here, but I also don't want to go too far out on it without confirmation from the people actually making the decision. But God, this feels an awful lot like third time's a charm and let's open it. You know, like that's what it feels like is we did it last year, we did it a month ago, doing it again now, not even a month ago, a couple weeks ago, and doing it this weekend. And basically this is let's just make sure we know how to do this properly and then boom, go. Open on the weekends and fingers crossed, open during the week for Blue Angels practices, which I know they are eager to do. But it's a question of staffing and understanding the protocols and what's the right way to do this.
Go to Myrtle Grove. Park in my driveway.
I love it.
It's great. There's nothing like it.
We've been.
I know what you mean.
I feel like we've been. Beat down is what it feels like for so long with not having access to the museum and the lighthouse and the base in general. That the prospect of really being on the verge, in my opinion, okay, of actually having regular open access through the back gate is like. Oh, my God, really? Like, I thought it would never happen. And it's not yet. I'm trying to read the tea leaves, and that's kind of where I think we're heading. Meanwhile, if you're a friend of Governor DeSantis, speaking of Bud Light, you took out an ad recently.
Team DeSantis presents...
Real Man of Women Sports.
Today, we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system!
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion!
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real Man still first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
Okay, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
By the Friends of DeSantis, put that out yesterday. The Real Men of Women's Sports.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.